Well, I mean, you call them Negroes and you call us.
White people.
Okay. Let's see now, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger. Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back?
Well, I wouldn't know that. I couldn't tell you. I've never heard a nigger call a white person anything.
Okay. I never have either. But I'm sure there must be some words that they use.
Well, they might do it, but I really don't know what they would call them. They might curse them out, or they might, I don't know. I hadn't heard
that expression. Uh-huh. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
angry.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
disobeyed or rude?
Now why would the nurse send a child home?
Oh, he's sick.
Okay. Now would you say he got sick or he took sick or he was taken sick or how would
you say? Well, sometimes they are taken sick and they have to be sent home.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
His stomach hurts.
Okay. Well now, would you say he feels sick in his stomach or at his stomach or on his stomach or to his stomach?
Well, you can see either way. I'm sick at my stomach or on my stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Young wicked?
Well, now there's some...
spanking?
No, now there's some kind of spook that some people say is going to get a child if the child isn't good. You better behave or something's going to get you.
Oh, well, sometimes they scare me. Something like that.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
With a Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, this very far?
Carry it.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail up in its shell?
Well, now, there's two things that does that. There's a terrapin and a turtle.
Now, which is which? What's the difference?
Well, a turtle, you can eat the turtle, but a terrapin you can't. But they're all water terrapins, and they're turtles.
Okay. You can eat the terrapin?
Mm-hmm. No, not the terrapin, but
you can
the
eat
turtle.
The turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that lives on land?
Well, there's a terrapin that grows on, runs around just on dry land.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitin.
Okay. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten too? Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
No.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body? What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Oh, I don't know. They use it in water?
Hmm?
Use it in water?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, there's motorboats and used to be bathtubs.